Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, welcome back from a commercial break, another one of which we'll be taking in a couple minutes before we talk to Sam McEwen from the Omaha World Herald. Back to Delano Banton. So Delano Banton had some fun last night. He plays for the Portland Trail Blazers now. Oh, I think he had some fun. What happens when you miss your first four threes in an NBA game? Are you probably like, Hopefully I can get the next one, right? And what happens if you start 0-for-8 from three? You're probably like, maybe I should just slow down. Maybe tonight's not my night.
Maybe I need to be a facilitator.
Yep. Then you're 0-for-11, and you're like, okay, I think I'll be done. I don't think that I'm gonna shoot any more 3-pointers tonight. Delano Banton checked through all of those little markers, all of those little checkpoints, and got to 0-of-15 last night from beyond the arc. No player in NBA history has attempted as many threes without making a single one during a game. And Delano was so triggered at himself that he was thrown out of the game in the fourth quarter.
Oh.
Did you see how he got thrown out of the game?
No.
So he was playing defense on a Philadelphia 76er who was driving on the lane line there, and basically just shoulder shoved him. I mean, like, so blatantly. It was the ref was standing right there, and he was just like, time to go. And Delano was like, okay.
Okay, thank you.
I think I'll leave now.
I'm glad
that sounds like a really good idea.
We're both on the same page.
Delano Banton last night, even though he shot 0-of-15 from three and had 7 assists, he had 17 points on 6-of-26 shooting. He took 26 shots. Over the last two games, Delano's volume has been unbelievable. To go along with his 26 shots last night, he also had 26 shots in the game before that. That makes 52 attempts in two games for Delano Banton, who is basically playing the role of late-stage Kobe Bryant at this point. He has made 15 field goals out of his 52 attempts in the last two games, and he has shot 2-for-25 from three-point range. Just unable to find that right touch from 3-point land.
I saw that Dion Waiters meme a lot last night.
It was an apt one. That's for sure.
I'd rather go 0-for-30 than 0-for-9, because you go 0-for-9, that means you stopped shooting. That means you lost confidence.
Now the Trailblazers, correct me if I'm wrong here, did not make the play-in, right?
No.
So they're 21-61. That, are we sure that's not good enough to make a playoff game?
Are we sure? Yes, I believe it was. Yes, it was worst in the conference.
Damn it! How close were they?
25 games out of the play-in.
I thought that it would be closer. Just to give me an opportunity to make fun of the NBA one more time.
Only 5 teams in each conference do not make the play-ins.
So the Hawks are the 10 seed, so they'll be in the play-in round with the Sixers, and then they're going to win another one.
Oh my gosh, I just looked at the record.
The Hawks' record is 36-46, so if the Blazers were in the East, they'd be only, what? 15 games out?
Yeah.
Getting closer, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Getting closer. The Spurs with Victor Wembanyama won 22 games this year, but they did have Victor Wembanyama. That much is true. Josh, without looking, Now, you're looking at it right now.
I'll stop.
Can you name all the playoff teams in the West? God. Can you name the top 4 seeds in the West?
Thunder.
Yes.
Nuggets.
Yes. The team that was really hot that nobody should believe in.
Clippers?
No, the other one. They're the fourth one.
Minnesota.
Yeah, that's correct.
Minnesota, yes. Yeah.
You can get that on your Bally Sports Plus subscription, by the way. And in the Eastern Conference, can you name the top 4 seeds? This is surprising even to me. This is the first time I've ever looked at this.
I only know this because it's so weird. Celtics.
Yes.
Knicks finished second.
Indeed they did.
Bucks.
Indeed.
And then the Cleveland Cavaliers finished fourth. And then the Orlando Magic are your 5 seed.
Orlando Magic. Then the Pacers are 6. Philly is 7 with Joel Embiid. Interesting. Weird.
Heat MVP candidate.
Heat culture, number 8.
Watch out.
Bulls.
I want to play them.
The Bulls got a token playoff spot. They're 4 games under 500, and they were the team who tried to throw an alley-oop off the backboard to themselves and ended up not getting anything out of it. And then the Hawks are 10 games under 500. They'll have a chance to have a full, real playoff series. Great job by them.
Giannis, doubtful for game 1, Bucks-Pacers.
Is this still his weird Achilles deal?
Yeah.
Achilles kind of. Achilles adjacent. Jeff writes in on the text line.
Hi, Jeff.
Good job hitting your weekly quota on dunking on Nebraska ball. No, we already talked about how we're so happy for Keisei Tomonaga and his engagement.
That gives us one to dunk on.
Yeah, we get a free one.
Yeah. Come on. Don't you know how this works?
You guys know the rules. We get a free one.
We said one positive thing, so we get to dunk on them.
Pro Big Red. Delano Banton. I mean, it's funny. Like, everyone knows that Delano is going to be, like, he's an interesting NBA player.
He set an NBA record.
No, but, like, what I'm saying is, he is good, and so it's okay to make fun of him if he has a real crappy game.
The last game of the year, which I'm going to bet that the Portland Trail Blazers don't care about. Yeah.
Exactly. Everybody wants to go home.
Yeah.
And so I think that's our pro Big Red for the week.
Up until this point, he had been doing quite well. A lot of people he got traded to Portland this year, and a lot of people were pleasantly surprised with his production.
I'm intrigued. Yeah. I'm intrigued by Delano Banton. So I think that was a free one, Josh. I wouldn't feel any shame in that.
Hot Danger on YouTube.
Hi, Hot Danger.
Feel free to talk about the numerous Creighton players who have washed out in the NBA.
Did you see Kyle Korver and Doug McDermott talking with each other before they played last night?
Oh, no, I didn't.
They were handshake memeing, but in real life. Wow. They were handshake real-lifing. That's what they call it now, right?
Remember Anthony Tolliver?
Anthony Tolliver was nowhere to be seen. Only on the video board at Creighton Games doing an advertisement for that one company. Chris in Montana.
Hi, Chris.
Let's see. Speaking of Keisei, I think he'd make an excellent Globetrotter.
You know, that's come up a couple of times. A couple of people have suggested this.
Yeah. Jeff says, by the way, I will wait to hear from you when Trey Alexander has a bad game in the G League. Oh, no, we'll make fun of the Jays, too. We make fun of all things that are available to be made fun of. Nobody is safe on this show.
If somebody local does something stupid, you're going to hear about it.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Hot Danger follows up. He says, where's Zagorowski? Where's Justin Patton? Well, they're not in the NBA for us to make fun of. They're sitting on their couches. Or playing somewhere overseas.
Possibly.
Delano Banton's good. He just missed 15 threes. It's funny. Get a sense of humor, guys. Give me a break.
Marcus
Zagorowski. Now you triggered me. I didn't think anybody would be offended by this. Who in their right mind would be offended by this?
Imagine caping up for Delano Banton.
He's good. Everyone knows he's good. It's funny. It's objectively funny that any person, whether they played at Nebraska or Creighton or anywhere in college, missed 15 threes in a game. Literally no one in the NBA has ever done that before without making a single one. The one guy. It's funny. Get a sense of humor. Damn it.
I'm with Connor on this one.
Sam is next on 1620 The Zone. But first, a reminder from the FanDuel Sportsbook. Perfect. the NBA play-in tournament, which doesn't include the Portland Trail Blazers, so we don't have to talk about Delano Banton during this FanDuel Sportsbook read. It's great. There are several teams in the NBA play-in tournament, and none of them deserve to be in the playoffs. But guess what? You could bet on it with the FanDuel Sportsbook, and it seems right that new customers on FanDuel could play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs, the real NBA playoffs, which starts when the Nuggets play. So you could bet on Delano Banton to miss every shot if he were in there, if you wanted to. Or you could bet on him to make every shot. But you, if you did that, you wouldn't lose because it's bonus bets guaranteed. It's beautiful. It's foolproof. For the FanDuel Sportsbook, head to FanDuel.com/apper and get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over, present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is now withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.